Welcome to Within Brim's Skin with me, Brimstone, where every episode is filled to the rim with more brim than you can handle. Stay tuned as I dive into a variety of topics that I can get behind, as well as the ones that just burn me up. So buckle up, strap in, because it's about to go down.
It's time. It's Within Brim Skin time. Hell yeah, number 142, Christmas for Jews. We're hanging out in the studio. I got my homeboy, my main man from the engineer land, Mr. Alex DePonte.
I really like that name, Christmas for the Jews. That's really funny.
Yeah, I thought that would be fun.
I like it. Yeah, especially since we're both Jewish. It works.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I did it.
Christmas for the Jews.
Huzzah! Anyway, as always, Within Brim Skin brought to you by Mane & Tail Hair Care Products. Discover the secret, Beyer Dynamic, high-quality audio technology, the right product for everything you need, and Zoom North America, the best podcasting equipment in the world. And I also want to do a special shout-out to my friends over in Ireland, Emerald Heritage, make sure you take a look at everything they do, and let me tell you, what?
A perfect Irish gift this Christmas.
A perfect Irish gift this Christmas. Like, you know, I think it's just a beautiful gift. It is basically you're buying a tree on a plot of land in Ireland, which is actually yours. You could be a squire or a squiress. And the fact of the matter is that it's doing good for the environment. You know what I mean?
I think it's really cool.
Yeah. And you know,
doesn't Tom have one? Or
we all have.
Oh, you guys all have one. Okay.
Matter of fact, you don't have one?
I don't think so.
Oh, I should see if I can get back with somebody who's not here anymore. Give it to you.
I'm all right. I'm okay.
What do you call it?
I got something better.
What do you have?
I have a guitar.
That's true. You do have a guitar.
Yep.
What do you call it? Listen, holiday time, people.
I fixed it finally.
Wait a minute. You did?
I did. I brought it to the last practice.
Really?
I did.
Did it sound good?
Oh, it sounded great. I needed a guitar in drop D, and I was like, all right. It's time. I'm in my own apartment. I have a little bit of free time, so I dedicated a day, and I did everything that I said I was going to do. I filed down the frets. I got the sides all feeling just great now. Everything is all oiled. There's new strings on it. I put new tuners on it, so that way it stays more in tune. It plays great.
Yeah, does it feel nice?
Oh, now it feels nice. Now it feels really nice.
I didn't know that, like, you know, when you get a guitar, it's not necessarily ready to go, ready to play. You've got to sit and mess
with
it.
It depends on the guitar.
Oh.
If it's like, you know, if you're buying a $5,000 Gibson, you expect it to be, you know,
out of the box.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, we were getting, what was it, Les Paul, right?
It was an Epiphone.
Like an Epiphone.
But that's their... Gibson's their parent company. Epiphone, depending on the range that you get it in, you'll get what I got.
I know it wasn't the high, I mean, we didn't get you the high-end Les Paul, but it was like, it looked like a Les Paul.
It looks like a Les Paul, but it needed a lot of work.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It plays great now.
Yeah,
love it. My band also said that it's probably my coolest looking guitar.
It's a beautiful guitar.
Yeah. Like finish-wise... Beautiful.
When Kim and I saw that guitar, I was like, this is it. This is Alex.
Yeah.
This would be amazing.
Oh, it's a fun guitar.
Oh, such
like
a gorgeous
it.
Guitar. I can almost see it in my face right now. You know, it's really, really pretty. And it's what? 2 years it took you to do it.
No, just a year.
Is it a year? Was it last year?
Yeah, you guys bought me that guitar last year.
All right.
I told you that I would get it ready before a year passed.
Well, you got a holiday bonus this year instead.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah, I know. That I really needed that.
Cash is king, but what do you call it? You know, that one, we wanted to get you something nice. And
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, but, yeah, no, I'm glad to hear that you're finally playing it.
Yep.
And it sounds good.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, God, yeah. Okay, I knew it would sound okay. It was just, like, the playability-wise, it was not good.
Well, you're also a bitch with that you know,
yeah, just a little bit.
So you're probably like, I just want to make it this way, like this and that and the next thing, and yeah.
There were definitely things that I needed to fix that, like, any guitar player would be there, but you know, I wanted it to me. Perfect for me.
No, and that's good, and I appreciate that. I respect
anyway.
That. What do you call it? So that being said, yes, the holiday time is upon us. What do you call it? Hanukkah is over. What do you call it? You know, like, yeah, the phlegm. What do you call it? Hanukkah time. Aha! How are you people doing out there? We had 8 days.
We're doing pretty good.
We had 8 nights. We had some gift giving, and it was a lot of fun. But now we're going into the season of the Grinch, and the big fat man, Santa, you know. What a nice guy. Hey! Anyway,
into
so...
aren't we like 4 days away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much. But, you know, we are totally in Santa season and sweater weather and, you know, and you know, for me, as a Jew in Christmas, you know what he called it? You remember that South Park song? I'm a Jew, a lonely Jew in Christmas.
No.
You don't know that song?
No, I don't.
All right, you need to check that out.
By the way, there's a bunch of new South Park. I don't know if you know about that.
There's
4 new South Park specials. Each one's an hour long.
Really?
Yeah, they're all really good. The pandemic specials.
I have not watched.
Come on, pandemic special, you got to watch it.
What is it? What is it on? Is it on Netflix?
I don't know. I watch everything for free online.
Oh, well. I'm sorry.
Me
too. I can. I just don't know where to look.
I can give you the link.
Okay. What do you call it?
I'm not talking about illegal. Yeah, me, I am.
Oh, shh. You don't want to say
sorry,
that.
Sorry, guys. Nothing
for you. You be quiet. You
I know. I'm promoting like bad that. Internet habits.
That very bad internet habits.
Don't do what I do, people.
Yeah. Not good, Alex. Anyway, so that being said, it's so interesting being a Jew at Christmas, but, you know, my family, you know, we do celebrate a little bit of the Christmas stuff and so forth. So we do have a tree. We do have the gifts and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, my kids, my ex is, you know, not Jewish. So my kids had a little bit of Christmas when they were younger, even though they were brought up Jewish.
Right.
My father-in-law is, you know, Puerto Rican, and even though he is pretty much Jewish, you know what I mean?
Christmas is
his thing, you know, so what do you call it? So they celebrate Christmas. So we have a little bit of everything in our home. And that being said, you know, it's like, but at Hanukkah, we give all the best presents at Hanukkah and then the okay ones at Christmas.
We do the opposite in my family, but
really?
That's only because Christmas is a bigger day for us, just because my parents didn't want to do 8 days of gift giving. They'd rather just do it all in one shot. So
really?
We got the small presents for Hanukkah, but we did the menorah lighting, we did the prayers, we did all that stuff. And my mom would make like matzo ball soup around that time and just kind of be a little bit more festive. But the gifts would be a Christmas thing.
Yeah.
That was just, that's probably because my mom, when she was dating my dad when they were younger, my grandparents on my dad's side are very, very religious, so Christmas was a very big thing for them.
Right.
So the compromise was that they would do basically all of the gift-giving stuff on Christmas, but, like, they would celebrate more Hanukkah, if that makes any sense.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, we look, you get, especially when you have kids in the situation, kids need to understand, if they're Jewish, that they, you know, they get excited for Hanukkah because everybody's so excited for Christmas and all the lights and the
pyro.
This and the,
I like fire.
But think about it. Think about. Well, that might be why, because you're a good Jew. You know, I'm just kidding. But no. Think about this. What do you call? You know, Christmas is so big and bright, and you know, like everybody's so amped up about it. It's everywhere you look.
Our Christmas tree also has like menorahs on it.
You know, we have Jewish stuff on our stuff too.
Yeah.
But you know, but you're thinking about, then you look at Hanukkah and it's like, okay, so what are the Jewish kids? They're like, oh, all right, you know. Yeah, so we try to make it cool. 8 days and 8 nights. Yay! Presents each day, whatever. Like, you know, I want my kids to be, you know, just as excited for a Hanukkah.
I get you.
You know, as other kids are for a Christmas.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I love lighting the fire. It's my favorite part.
Like, I mean, they get Easter. You know what I'm saying? Why do they get Easter?
We barely celebrated Easter in my house.
Yeah, I mean, I used to hide. We didn't celebrate it, but I do the egg hunts.
We did the egg hunts, yeah.
Because, you know, then what do you tell your kids? You know what I mean? Like, Jews out there, what do you tell your kids? Oh, you can't go out because they're celebrating, you know, Christ is born, and what eggs and Christ have to do together, I have no idea. But, you know, at the end of the day,
don't you know that Jesus laid eggs?
No, he did not. No, he did not. And Jesus was a Jew.
Also, haven't you ever watched South Park? Don't you know what's underneath that Pope hat? You ever wonder why it's so tall? It's
what?
Because they have rabbit ears underneath that Pope hat.
It's
making sense now, making right?
Sense. It's making sense. Not really, but I'm going to go with it. But seriously, though, think about it. You know what I mean? Like the what do you call it? Why not? What do we have instead? We have Purim. You know what I mean? Purim is a poor man's Halloween.
I'm sorry.
Right?
My Jewish cultural school, we had a Purim carnival every year, and it was the biggest event of the Jewish cultural
right,
school.
Right, but it's the poor man's Halloween.
No.
Think about it.
No, it was better than Halloween. Because because every single
first
person...
First of all, nothing's better than Halloween.
Hold on.
Let me just put that out
Every
there.
Single person in our Jewish cultural school would create like a carnival slash fair type of game.
Yeah, I remember that. It was fun.
And like we would go... Yeah, but Halloween doesn't have that. I can't go around playing carnival games all day. And
no,
on Halloween,
no, but
I
instead,
go around and collect candy. Yeah,
right.
I understand that. But to be honest, I actually liked playing the games more than I liked eating the candy.
Yeah.
But I'm also, a thin, skinny guy. So, like, I guess the food wasn't as... I don't know. To me, I would rather experience a Purim carnival than Halloween.
Yeah.
That's just me personally. Maybe now that I'm older, Halloween usually comes with drinking. So, yeah, I could see that. But, like, as a kid, oh, my God. The Purim carnival was... by far my favorite. That's all I have to say on it.
You were just going, so I was just letting you talk. Anyway, why don't we do this? Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back with Within Brimskin.
Hey, what's cracking? This is the LG from Fast and Furious, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey. Hey, where's Liz?
Give me a sec. Let me give her a buzz.
Hello?
Hey, what's going on, girl? You coming down to the beach?
The beach? Oh, I'm totally there. I'll see you guys in a bit.
Oh, snap! That thing takes calls?
Oh, this is my cool new toy. It's the Phonem by Beyer Dynamic. It's more than just a glorified speaker.
That's cool!
It has a Bluetooth range of 10 meters, and not only can I have it here at the beach, but I can plug it in and use it for conference calls at my office, too.
Aw, man, that sounds awesome. I'm definitely gonna pick one up.
For more information on Beyer Dynamic products, please visit BeyerDynamic.com. That's www.BeyerDynamic.com.
It's morphin' time!
Hey, this is Brendan Mejia from Power Rangers Dino Charge, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
No work, no effort, just the ride. Boss Hoss Cycles. Live fast, live wild, live free. BossHoss.com. Find the location near you. Experience life. Boss Hoss Cycles. Be the boss of the open road.
Hey, this is Damian Clark from Dragon Ball Z, Borderlands, and a bunch of other shows you may or may not have seen, and you're listening to Within Brim Skin, and if that doesn't creep you out, nothing will.
Welcome to the Green Turtle. I'm Carlos, the manager of our East Meadow, New York location. Have you been here before? We're a family-friendly sports-themed bar and grill. Not in New York? You can visit us at any of our 40-plus locations across the country. Enjoy one of our amazing beer and lunch specials throughout the week. Or come in and watch any game or UFC fight on over 67 TVs. As a matter of fact, each booth has its own TV for your personal viewing experience. Don't forget about happy hour. Come with friends or make some new ones at the bar where everybody knows your name. Be sure to visit us at thegreenturtle.com and join our rewards program today. Don't be a turtle. Our seats fill up fast, and we'll see you next time at the Green Turtle.
Hey, this is Kat Cressida, the voice of the Black Widow Bride from Disney's Haunted Mansion, the voice of Dee Dee from Dexter's Laboratory, and Jesse from Toy Story, and you're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Hey, 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 it's Fat. No, there's nothing fat about me. What's up, guys?
I thought you were going to do, Fat Santa.
Fat Santa? I'm skinny Santa. Hey, 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 it's skinny Santa.
There you go, that's true.
I mean, kids get excited for skinny Santa? I don't know.
Why did they make Santa fat? Do you know?
Because he's jolly.
So just because you got a little weight, that means you're jolly?
I believe so.
I know plenty of big men that are certainly sure as hell not jolly.
Yeah, but like when you think of like big fat people, like I think of like my grandfather, you know, like just having a good old time.
Right, fair enough. I'm gonna let you have that.
You know, I think of skinny people, and you know, I think of the people that show up on Chris Hansen's show.
Sorry, what do you call it? I don't know, man. In terms of the whole Santa Claus thing, is, you know, they made this thing. Oh, I don't want to spoil it for anybody about Santa. Let's not spoil it. I don't want people to.
If Santa was skinny, how would he fit down the chimney?
That's what I'm saying. No, no, the opposite. How does he fit? How does? Oh, because it's magic. Because it's pixie dust.
The fat acts as lubrication.
Oh my lord.
That's how.
Oh, because the fireplace is warm.
Yeah.
The warmth burns the fat, and then the fat creates the lubricant that slides down the chimney.
It acts as like lard, or like he's full of like butter.
That
you know?
makes sense.
It's probably like those butter cookies that he's been having.
It all makes sense now. And then he eats the cookies and the milk to get the fat back.
Exactly. Oh, we figured it out.
See, we should write a book.
It also gives a workout to his reindeer. They need to stay in tip-top shape.
That's true. So they've got the heavy Santa. Yeah. By the end of the night, the things are jacked.
How else would they haul all of those presents around? If he was a skinny Santa, they would, you know, they start losing their muscles, and then when Christmas rolls around, they wouldn't be able to pick up all the presents on the sleigh.
That's crazy.
Because Santa wouldn't be fat.
See, they did it wrong, though. See, Hanukkah should have been one night, and then Christmas should have been eight. You want to know why? Because how the hell does poor Santa have to deliver all of those presents in one night?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
but then Christmas would be 8 days.
The Jews have it easy. The Jews have it easy.
Yeah, we could deliver our presents in a span of 8 days.
There you go, and we're right there.
Yeah, we like to take our time. We like to relax.
You know, would you get it in your home? Nope, nobody else is coming to bring it.
I guess the Christians like to, you know, be all scatterbrained.
I don't know.
And run around at the last minute.
Listen, we get enough of that in our house, too. What do you call it?
Just having fun, people.
I hope everybody understands that we are joking around.
Hopefully the fat skit made that clear.
Yeah, that is funny, though.
It was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. I mean, I think they could work. That being said, what do you call it? I actually, talking about holiday time and cheer and so forth, I did this past weekend, I was out upstate New York, just over the bridge, not too far. I was in Rockland County, and I was called to do a charity event out there. And basically, we fed over 5,000 people. Which was an unbelievable event, and it was all put together by Matt from over Gentle Giant. You know, my buddy Matt.
I remember. I know Gentle Giant. You've mentioned them before.
And he, I'm pretty sure you were here. You met him. He was in studio a couple times. So
did they feed us?
Yes, they fed us.
Like ribs and stuff?
Yes.
Like barbecue stuff? Yeah,
yes.
I remember. Yeah, so, yeah.
Big dude. Made me look small.
And they had like the little grill thing right over there, right?
Maybe.
Or something. They had something, I think, that they were cooking.
Either they did or that might have been Fogo. I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Not Fogo. I've never had Fogo.
Oh, that's true. But you've seen him. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know who you're talking
about. So that being said, what do you call it? That and then Lisa Leotti, who does another charity event. It's a breast cancer charity event with the Hot Wings and all that. I'd done that last year or the year before COVID. And the two of them put it together, and they work with the local sheriff department. And
that's cool.
What do you call it? And a whole bunch. So I rolled up, and I'm like, okay, you know, here we are. Now, the cool thing is that the people are not necessarily coming there to be served. There are some people that came there to be served. But for the most part, everybody, what do you call it, what they did was they had them congregate at multiple locations.
Okay, yeah,
and then the sheriffs brought the food to the locations.
Really?
So the sheriffs were involved, which were, they were fantastic. I got to tell you, what do you call it? Especially the head guy over there, one of the sweetest dudes. Him and I spoke a lot. You know, they were very, very sweet. They asked me for lots of pictures. You know, we did a lot of photos.
It's really good that they're involved in the community.
And what do you call it? And we were, and when we were taking the photos, we got to talking, and, yeah. and they're so involved in the community. And I was like, I wish we had that here. Every time I've tried to work with the police over by us here, you know, it's, you know, for naught.
You know, nobody's doing it. You should come out to Suffolk County. Our police department works with us pretty on the regular, like to feed homeless and to do all that stuff.
See, that's
great. I don't know what's up with the cops in Nassau.
I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? I mean, some of them do some stuff, but it's not like it is where we were. You know what I mean?
I know, I get you.
So he's actually setting me up with the sheriff's department here, so this way I have contact with them. So this way when things happen, you know, it happens. But, you know, what a sweet, sweet group of people. You know, there was, you know, well over 50 volunteers.
Wow.
You know, all the... I felt useless, but I was there doing I was there doing, you know, a bunch of different things, but, you know, I was doing a lot of talking. I was talking with, you know, myself and the politicians and the, what do you call it?
You were a face of the event. That was very important.
I was a part of the event, and, you know, I did carry a bunch of things here and there. Mm-hmm. If we were feeding the people in-house,
yeah.
I would have sat there and I would have fed.
It's more important for you to talk to all the people and, like I said, be the face and kind of do PR and that stuff.
What they're aiming for is they would like to get a plot of land in Rockland,
okay,
where they can actually take take that plot of land and then do farming on it. What do you call it? Like just this is you know.
Just to feed people, like to feed homeless people, right?
So this way it would be taken care of, you know, and sponsored, I guess, by the county.
Okay, yeah.
So they would give them this plot of land, and that they would be able to, one, have schools and so forth come down, help with the farm, intern, do whatever, and learn how their food, where their food comes from.
That'd be really cool.
And how to do this stuff. And then all the food that's developed there will go to fill food pantries and do things like this event.
That's really cool. There's actually a farm over by me that does that. It's called Hobbs Farm.
That's awesome.
They all the food that they grow, they donate to like homeless shelters and everything like that, food pantries and all that stuff to, you know. Yeah, it's just what they do. People go down there for community service hours to get to fulfill for schools, and I even think what you said, I think the schools bring children there to learn about like animals and how to grow own food and all that stuff. It's cool that they want to set that up in that area.
That's what Matt and Lisa are trying to do. And what do you call it? You know, I'm a good voice for stuff like that. And I deal with the politicians on a regular basis to begin with here and there and everywhere. So, you know, we were having conversations and there might be an opportunity. So we are talking about that. And I'm hoping that it comes through. And the fact of the matter is that, what do you call it? We fed in one day 3% of Rockland's population.
Yeah, 5,000 people's no joke.
Okay.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
That's like an arena full of people that you fed.
And what do you call it? And here's the crazy thing is that Matt and Gentle Giant, they paid for it all out of their own pocket.
Okay,
all the meat, and then they cooked all the meat. They did all the pork shoulder. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it doesn't make... The fact
really
is...
Really good people.
Really, really good people. You know, and then, you know, he's just, by the time he's just so exhausted at the end of it, you know, but you know, he did the right thing. He's doing good.
You feel good at the end of the day.
Yeah,
about yourself,
man. And you know, and I felt good about being a part of something with so many good people, you know
what I mean?
Of
course.
And the fact is, you know me, I support the police. I support, you know, their efforts. I don't support the bad police. Well, you know what I mean? But I support the people that do good. And this sheriff's department of Rockland County, let me tell you, these people were absolutely fantastic, and I would stand by them any day of the week. And what do you call it? And I might be doing something with them for Ronald McDonald House going into next year. So we'll keep you guys all abreast of that.
Okay.
I used to do stuff with Ronald McDonald House, but the management here locally switched out, and I don't know if they're doing the stuff anymore. But I used to do free signings for them all the time.
Does that have anything to do with McDonald's?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's like... their charity. The Ronald McDonald House, if you're not familiar with that, is what do you call it? It's basically for terminally ill children. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Or, you know, so this way it's like a gorgeous gorgeous place for the kids to stay with their families, you know, while they're going through some really tough times. So it's very sad. It's very
sad.
And it's very humbling, you know, but at the end of the day, it's a very good and positive charity to be a part of, and when I can do things with them, I am happy to. So we'll be doing that again with them going into this new year. So, you know, this will be the first time I'm working with them out in Rockland for it. So we'll see what happens, and I'll keep everybody abreast.
Keep me updated.
Why don't we do
keep everybody abreast. I love that.
let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Brimskin.
Are you looking for something special? Perhaps a perfect Irish gift for Christmas.
Why not own a piece of the Emerald Isle?
Now available as an e-gift, you can instantly download the deed to your own plot of land.
For every plot of land sold, a tree is planted.
A step towards Emerald Heritage's goal of safeguarding Ireland's landscape for future generations.
Visit emeraldheritage.com to become a squire or a squiress now.
Again, that's emeraldheritage.com.
Hey everybody, this is Kari Payton, Cyborg from Teen Titans Go, and you're listening to Brimstone. Enjoy.
In a world where our food is unseasoned by the proper sauces, there is one sauce that has that extra special umami boost in which you seek.
Kikkoman!
Prepare your mind, body, and soul for that terrific touch of soy or teriyaki that will transform your taste buds into a typhoon of unbridled flavor behavior.
Yippa!
Traditionally brewed soy sauce, kicking taste into tongues with the same great recipe for 300 years.
Kikkoman!
Enhance the essence of every meal by making yours Kikkoman and pick up your own stash of original, less sodium, gluten-free soy sauces,
teriyaki marinade,
and other mouth-watering products from Kikkoman at your local grocery store.
Kikkoman!
Making soy sauce kick again.
Hey, this is Noah Hathaway from the NeverEnding Story, Battlestar Galactica, Troll, etc., etc. You're listening to Within Brimskin with Brimstone.
Once upon a time, there was a prince and his beautiful horse.
Whoa, girl. Ah, you're still fresh from this morning's bath. That mane and tail deep moisturizing shampoo and conditioner always works like a charm.
Dear Prince, I'm the Lady of the Lake.
The fabled Woman of the Water.
Your horse's mane and tail look positively radiant.
Why, thank you, fair maiden. But wait, what happened to your hair? Legends say that yours was the most beautiful thine eyes had ever seen.
Aye, it was once. But 500 years in the lake make one lose its luster.
You may be magical, but I have the solution that will repair, rebuild, and rejuvenate your hair!
Dear Prince, you have discovered the secret?
And with that, the brave prince handed the lady a flask of the finest mane and tail.
Hear, hear, fair lady!
Mane and tail has lifted my curse! My hair has become healthy, soft, and silky once again!
Mane and tail hath restored your magic! Let us celebrate!
Huzzah!
Discover the secret within your own fairy tale by visiting ye old shopping centers or scrolling online at maneandtail.com.
Hey guys, this is Robert Darby from Goonies. You heard that about that film. And Die Hard, is it a Christmas film or not? How about James Bond, License to Kill? Or Showgirls? Anyway, you're listening to Within Brimskin. Do you understand what that means? Within Brimskin with Brimstone? So get ready to rumble, pals.
Ugh, I can't seem to find a hotel room online.
It's convention season. Looks like someone's trying to book a room in my hotel. And I, Baron Von Bigwig, am going to raise my prices.
Why are they so expensive? I'm on a budget.
Did someone say budget? I am Budget Hero, and my faithful companion...
Penny Saver!
Wow, it's the Red Roof Geek Guild.
No autographs.
My boy. Do you have a passion for geek culture?
Of course!
Try this! Visit budgetheroes.com to find over 600 Red Roof Inn properties.
Then?
Enter the code 625626.
To save 15%!
Hey, that's my line!
It worked! Thanks, Budget Heroes!
We saved today!
I see what you did there!
up, save today!
I would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for Red Roof. I'll get you next! next time, Budget Hero!
And we're back to Within Brimskin.
Hey, 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 what's up, people?
So, what do you call it? What do you call it? I also wanted to talk about Spider-Man.
I didn't see it yet, though.
You still haven't seen it?
Yeah.
So I can't.
And my brother told me to go see it. He didn't want to spoil anything for me.
Yeah, but didn't you not see the other Spider-Man?
Oh, he told me that I need to. So he told me I need to go watch the Spider-Man. So he explained to me the entire plot of the previous Spider-Man so I could go watch this one. But I told him that I was just going to go watch. I was just going to watch the previous Spider-Man with Megan, and we were going to go see it in movies.
Okay. Then that means I can't sit and ruin. I mean, we spoiled it on air last night for GHR.
Well, good. I'm glad that you didn't. I thought you guys were going to go to rent out a movie for it.
We were going to, but there was nothing. We couldn't do it anywhere.
Oh, because it's all booked?
Everything's booked, you know? And then we were supposed to do it at one theater, and then they just didn't get back to me, in enough time. We were like, well, we're not going to sit and wait and then have it spoiled for us. Wanted to make sure to see it, so we saw it right on opening.
My brother also went to opening. Yeah. He said that I really need to go see it. He's literally been texting me since then. He's like, you need to go see this movie. You need to go see this movie.
It's a fantastic movie.
Yeah, that's why he didn't want to spoil anything. I would appreciate if you didn't spoil anything
Then I can't talk about it. I was planning on talking about that today. But,
Do you want to talk about how good it was and not spoil anything for me?
I will talk about how good it was. It was one of the best, if not... close to the best Marvel movie. It was probably the best Spider-Man movie there is.
Better than the... Because Tom was ranting and raving about the last Spider-Man movie. Into the Spider-Verse?
That was a good movie. It was a good Spider-Man movie. But Into the Spider-Verse was a cartoon.
Yeah, I know, but...
It's animated. So it's different. I don't consider that a Spider-Man movie. I consider that Spider-Man animation. Film.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
It's an animated movie.
Yeah, but it's not the same as
Lion King's not a movie?
Which one?
The first one.
It's an animated live... It's not a live movie. It's an animated movie.
An
animated movie is different and not held in the same respect as a live action movie. I'm sorry, because you could do more in animation than you can in we'd call it in live.
I understand that you can do more in animation, but
It's not a fair level playing ground.
I feel like I don't think it matters. Why does it
matter?
It
absolutely matters.
Why?
Because so the fact of the matter is half of the reason that makes this movie, aside from all the spoilers that I can't talk about, like the 5 million spoilers that I can't talk about, what makes this movie such a big deal is all the action and so forth that's in it. With animation, you can do all that action. You know what I'm saying?
You couldn't or could?
You could do whatever you want.
I know you could.
At a quarter of the cost. Don't get me wrong.
No,
animation's expensive. But you know what I'm saying?
Really expensive. Actually, that's why Disney went to making live action movies. That's why Disney went to making live action shows back in the 2000s because it was extremely cheap to do rather than making their animated shows like Kim Possible and all their cartoons that they had. It was significantly cheaper for them to do that than to make animated cartoons.
But what I'm saying is in terms of some of these crazy outlandish fight scenes and so forth.
Yes, they're hard to do.
They're hard to do on either end, but when you're doing an animation, you don't need to do CGI and this and that and the next thing, which is way more expensive than it is for animation. Right?
Sometimes you do things like that. When they're doing animated movies.
The fact of the matter is you could do anything you want in animation, and it's harder to do it and have it come across that looking good on a film.
I agree, which is why I didn't care for the live-action version of Aladdin.
No, it was awful.
That's why I don't understand the comparison. That's why I don't understand when you mean I don't consider it a Spider-Man movie.
Because it's a Spider-Man movie, but it's not one of the live Spider-Man movies.
I get that.
Like the Tobey Maguire ones and the Andrew Garfield ones and then the Tom Holland ones.
Okay, yeah.
Those are the movies I'm comparing.
Okay.
I'm comparing to the live universe, not outside. Yes, Into the Spider-Verse was a great movie. It really was. And it had a lot of things in it that you go, wow, this is fantastic. Here's the difference. If you're watching it and say, that movie, there's nothing invested in it other than the fact that it's maybe a bunch of the different Spider-Man characters that you enjoy, but that's it. It's
you weren't as invested into right. the Spider-Verse.
But when you're watching these movies, the cinematic movies, okay?
You're more invested.
I'm invested now in Tom Holland, the character, him being that character. Okay. I was invested in, not Andrew Garfield, I was never crazy about him, but I was invested into Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
seeing these characters come to, bring these other characters to life, these people bring these characters to life on screen, now you're invested in these people.
Do you get invested into voice actors?
Sometimes, not always.
Not as much.
No. But which is why I'm saying, and I do the voice work. You know what I'm saying? But what do you call it? Like when you're talking about, listen, if you're most people of a fan base don't even know who the voice actors are.
Right.
Most people. Nowadays it's a little different. You know what I mean? Because now it's a little more, it's been pushed out there and it's a little more in your face.
It's more public knowledge about voice acting.
Right. But, up until, a few years ago, it wasn't the case.
I mean, I don't know actors, but I also don't know voice actors. But I do know, if I'm watching a cartoon or if I'm watching something animated and the voice actor changes, oh, God, I notice immediately.
Right.
And sometimes I hate it. Sometimes it's the worst thing in the world. Sometimes I watch the Japanese dubs just because I think the voice actor in Japan is better than the American voice actor.
Well, that happens.
Yeah.
That happens. I mean, the fact of the matter is that if you're, when you're watching this film, okay, this one film right here, and I'm gonna put this in a way that it should not spoil anything. It encapsulates every single one of the Spider-Man cinematic movies in its entirety.
So I saw the preview of the movie.
Okay.
And I do know, because Tyler wanted to show me the preview, I do know that all of the villains are in.
Yes.
Yeah.
It encapsulates all of all three Spider-Man eras.
Yep.
Okay, all in one. It encapsulates the Marvel universe. It encapsulates Sony. It encapsulates Fox. What do you call it in certain aspects? And again, I don't want to spoil things. It includes
Doctor Strange is in it.
Yes, well, that's Marvel.
Yeah.
What do you call it?
I didn't see Doctor Strange yet either.
That would help, but again, you don't need to.
It's one of the things that I'm going to go see before I see this movie.
But what do you call it? It encapsulates memes that are out there. It pulls in stuff for everybody, and there's so many things to see that are Easter eggs up the wazoo. You know what I mean? So, again, it really is a great, great film. Now, is it the best film I've ever seen? I don't know about that, but it was really, really fantastic. And as a fan of Spider-Man, and as a person who feels near and dear to it because of Stan relationship that we had, and the fact that Spider-Man has been, since I was a little kid, from Electric Company, which most people don't even know that he was on Electric Company.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
it was
that
a kids' TV show. What do you call it? They had a live Spider-Man on Electric Company. And what do you call it? I used to watch back when the comic books and the cartoons and Spider-Man and his amazing friends. I've had a long journey with this character. So for me, it was near and dear. You know what I mean? And I enjoyed it. I teared up a few times. You know what I mean? So when you watch it as a fan like that, you know what I mean? It all comes down to this was a really fantastic movie.
What's your favorite? Not this movie, but what's your favorite villain as far as the Spider-Man movies are concerned?
The movies, or just in general?
I was just saying movies.
See, because the comic books,
I didn't
completely different.
Yeah,
but in the movies, here's the thing, I'm not super crazy about most of the villains. I think that, in this movie, Jamie Foxx did a really good job as Electro. I liked him the best in this movie. And I guess I would say Vulture wasn't awful. When Batman did it, Michael Keaton. And then I also think that Doc Ock was not so bad.
I was going to say, he's my favorite
movie.
One. You don't like him in the other one?
He was okay.
Okay.
In this movie,
he's better.
I liked him a lot more.
All right. I'm going to have to check it because Doc Ock's one of my. Tyler knew Doc Ock is my favorite character, yeah. Yeah. Like in the Spider-Man universe. So he was like, he makes a return. You need to go watch this movie.
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, okay.
Oh no, it's like I said, it's a really really good movie. But the problem is, you really need to know this, or you really should see the other Spider-Man movies.
He showed
and
me
some
the
of the
order.
Other Marvel movies, yeah. And everything prior to seeing it.
So he went on to Disney Plus and he was like, all right, so you need to watch this movie, and this movie before you watch Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ugh, okay, I'll make sure to do it.
Yeah.
Because he really wants me to do it.
That means you're not going
to
do it.
No, I will. No, Tyler's really into the MCU, and he's been trying to get me to get on the MCU train for a long while, and I've said no, but Spider-Man is one of the ones that I will do it for. So I'm going to do it.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Fair enough. What do you call it? That's not
working.
Oh,
your button's not working? Yeah, hold on. It should work now through the magic of audio.
There we go. There we go. Listen, everybody, we thank you again for hanging out with us on Within Brimskin. We're not necessarily perfect, but hell, we think we're a lot of fun. Anyway, what do you call it? Make sure you have a happy and healthy holiday season. Stay safe. Don't drink and drive. Make sure you enjoy people's company. Tell them you love them. Make sure you hit us up. Give us 5-star reviews. Otherwise, Alex will be very upset and cry.
Don't make me cry.
And as always, check out Grindhouse Radio Thursdays, Dirty Little Secrets Club Tuesdays, and yeah, we'll see you next week. Good night. Truly inconsequential on Wednesdays.